play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our KLIQ, KLIQFM.com game of the week. Volleyball tonight, and it's a nice little rivalry we've got going on here tonight. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's the Red Cloud Lady Warriors taking on the Silver Lake Mustangs in a game that means a lot for Webster County. And it's a one of those little rivalries that you just love to see and you love to watch and take care of as these girls will stand across the net and play some volleyball. That's just a lot of fun and means a lot because there's a lot of families that live and work in this area that love to support their Warriors and Mustang volleyball. And two programs here that are kind of in a flux situation where they're trying to establish themselves. Red Cloud has already picked up some wins this year. They are 3-5 in their respective D2 class and have done very well under their head coach, Brooke Lewis. As for Silver Lake, up in D1, they've kind of struggled here to start with. Of course, the schedule makers not too kind for the Silver Lake Mustangs. They are looking for their first win and would certainly love to get a hold of that tonight. The Mustangs started off the season taking on a Meridian, taking on Blue Hill in away games. They had a home game against Shelton. And so far, Silver Lake looking to take that first set of the year. They've got a great opportunity to do so tonight in their way. The Red Cloud Lady Warriors, again, 3-5. Their schedule kind of looks like this. They started off losing to Shelton as well in two straight sets. They beat Harvard, and then they came back and they beat a Franklin team that is also in search of their first win. Red Cloud has just come out of their round-robin tournament where they went 1-3, losing to Belleville, Republican County, Kansas. They lost to Beloit, Kansas, and then they came back and they beat Smith Center in two sets to pick up a win. And then just this week they played in a triangular, their own triangular, losing to Superior and Sandy Creek. So they are on a two-game skid, losing four of their last five, the Warriors are, and would like to turn that around, and no better time to do it than against the Silver Lake Mustangs. So that is the stage set. We've got a pretty quick match coming up here, a little bit around 7 minutes before we're going to get started here. We're in Bladen tonight, home of the Silver Lake Mustangs. The majority of Silver Lake games are played here in Bladen. They have facilities in Roseland as well, but the locker room facility is much better here in Bladen. So here we are to our much better, rather, in Roseland. But for Red Cloud, a little bit closer, just the two teams. Kind of nice to be a little close, and you'll get a nice mix from both squads. So stage is set. We're ready for some fantastic high school volleyball action, and we'll get to some of the starters and some of the key positions and stats to pass along to you here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661, and it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, come into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware and take a look at Anderson Windows. Their high-performance, low-E glass, wood construction, and tight seal help give your home the weather resistance and insulating properties it needs to lower your bills in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Stop into Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein, and see how beautiful saving energy can be. With Anderson Windows, long live the home.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Welcome all of you listeners tuning in via the internet. Always appreciate that, the KLIQ at KLIQFM.com. Volleyball tonight, it's the Red Cloud Warriors taking on the Silver Lake Mustangs. A volleyball matchup coming your way. We're about 3 minutes for the Silver Lake. Trying to sort out some technical difficulties for the Silver Lake Mustangs. Some solid ball players all the way around. A lot of returners for Coach Stacy Held. Stacy Held will run a modified 6-2 offense, and she's going to rely heavily upon Mackenzie Scupa. Now, Scupa is a 6-1 sophomore, and she's being asked to step up, but right now she leads the team in kills with 17. She's also got 4 ace blocks and has done very well for Silver Lake. She'll need to pick things up tonight. Starting for the Silver Lake Mustangs, you've got a sophomore, a senior, a freshman, another sophomore, one senior. That makes 2 seniors and 2 juniors. So Silver Lake trying to bring the most of their talent up. They're going to rely heavily again upon Mackenzie Scupa, and the libero will be Steph Perez. And that's what Silver Lake will clearly need to step up and get things going. For the Red Cloud Warriors, boy, I tell you, it's Brittany Lewis that has really come on strong for Red Cloud. Brittany Lewis, a 5'9 senior, middle hitter for Red Cloud, and Coach Brooke Lewis really likes what she sees in Brittany Lewis. She leads the team in service aces. She leads the team in attacks. She also leads in kills and leads in blocks as well. So she is an all-around solid player for Red Cloud and has clearly risen to compete very well here in this opening part of the season. Hunter Bailey, another big source for points for Brooke Lewis. So a lot of there are a lot of players, and both teams have a little bit of a depth to them as well. We've got just about a minute before we're going to get going. We've got the starters coming up, but I do want to kind of share with you some of the fact that the crowds are really huge for these little cross-town or cross-county rivalries here with Silver Lake and Red Cloud, and they're packing the place in and getting all set as we prepare to get underway here. Expect a pretty competitive ball game as, again, Silver Lake trying to pick up their first win, so you can bet they're going to put everything they've got onto the table. Red Cloud trying to make a good run in the middle part of their season. Hard to believe we're already in the middle part of the season for Red Cloud, but they'll be wrapping things up here at the end of October, so now's the time to be getting in, to be pouring it on. And Red Cloud in the middle of a big streak at home, hosting their round-robin tournament and then coming right off a triangular, would like to settle down into conference play and do well. So expect a pretty exciting matchup tonight. Looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have our starting lineups coming your way. We'll get things going. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair, ASE certified, and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ-FM.com. Here's your New Tech Seed starting lineup for the Red Cloud Warriors. We'll get things started on the outside. Morgan Long, an outside hitter, 5'7", sophomore. Opposite her is Michaela Cuchera. She's a 5'5", senior outside hitter. Anissa Caster is a right-side defensive specialist. She's a 5'4", junior for the Warriors. Taylor Neiman, middle hitter, is a 5'8", senior. Brittany Lewis, strong hitter for the Red Cloud Lady Warriors, leads the team in aces, attacks, kills, and blocks. Brady Lewis, a 5'9 senior. Middle hitter, Hunter Bailey, the center. She is a 5'6 junior. That's your starting lineup for the 3-5 Red Cloud Lady Warriors, 5-1, or 3-5 rather, on the season for the Silver Lake Mustangs. Your starters look like this. In the middle is Mackenzie Scupa. Scupa is a 6'1 sophomore with a start. Sydney Meyer is a middle hitter. She's a 5'9 sophomore as well. We'll take a quick break and get the rest of the starters for you as you're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
How smart is the new 2011 John Deere 8R Series tractor? Smart enough to call you on your cell phone or send you an email. Smart enough to make steering more comfortable. Smart enough to get you in the most efficient operating mode to help you save fuel and improve productivity. And best of all, smart enough to make IT4 emissions compliance hassle-free and worry-free. That's why we call the new 8R Series the Smart Machine. See the new 8R Series tractors at Samuelson Equipment in Hastings and Red Cloud, your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Blayton, Nebraska, home of Silver Lake, the Mustangs hosting the Red Con Lady Warriors. Here's wrapping up your Silver Lake Mustangs starting lineup, Sydney Meyer, middle hitter. When she's in the second row setting, she's a 5'9 sophomore. Megan Jacobus, an outside hitter. She's a 5'11 senior. Kyla Sims, your right side hitter. And center as well. She's a 5'4 freshman with a start tonight for Coach Stacy Helf. Mackenzie Scupa, 6'1 sophomore middle hitter for the Mustangs. Darren Plombeck, your right side hitter. She's a 5'8 senior. Amy Trouch, an outside hitter. She's a 5'8 junior. And Steph Perez, your libero, is a 5'2 junior. Both squads ready to go. Silver Lake will serve. Sydney Meyer is back to serve for Silver Lake. Silver Lake wearing their maroon tops with white on the side. Red Cloud in their traditional red tops and red shorts as well. Back to serve now. Sydney Meyer serving from right to left for Silver Lake. Gets the go-ahead. Stands behind the line. Stands up. Stops. Pops. We're underway. In Silver Lake, set over on the left side, brought down hard, quick shot by Brittany Lewis, but it's going to be too long. First point will go to Silver Lake. Up on top, 1-0. Red Cloud clearly now tipping their hand early, going to Brittany Lewis to get things started. Second service is underway. Stanover picks up. Lewis now just going to bump it over. Free ball for Silver Lake. Working the right side now. Silver Lake loads up. Pushed over. Handled down the left side. Moving up into rotation was Michaela Kuchera. Kuchera couldn't get all of it and sends it into the net. Silver Lake now up on top. 2-0 early in the first set. Service back up and over. Meyer drops it in. It's picked up nicely by Anissa Caster. Caster sends it over. Free ball. Here comes Silver Lake now, and they can't handle it. Worked and boxed around. Sydney Meyer hit off the side of her arm. She couldn't track it down, and Red Cloud will pick up their first point and inherit the serve. They'll send Anissa Caster back to serve. Long serve picked up nicely by Kyla Tim. Tim sends it over, set, bumped over by Mackenzie Scupa. Scupa now sends it over. She adjusts defensively, and into the net goes Red Cloud. Michaela Kuchera was charging hard to get it. Couldn't get it. Got into the net. Point will go to Silver Lake at the 3-1. First set. Back to serve now. It's Aaron Plombeck. Plombeck toes the line. She pops it over. Picked up nicely by Taylor Neiman. Neiman makes a set. Kuchera bumps it over, and did we get a call? We didn't get a call. Down in it is. A delayed call right behind the net. Down it goes. Point will go to Red Cloud. Trailing by 1-2-3. Service now from Michaela Kuchera. Kuchera steps up, pops it over, just clears the net. Handled cleanly by Scupa. Scupa from the middle drops it over. It's picked up by Neiman. Neiman now works it to the left side, brought down quickly by Morgan Long, but Silver Lake there to handle. Now it's attack on the outside, brought down quickly by Morgan Long of Red Cloud, and Red Cloud will turn it over quickly as the shot from Long sails too wide, and it's a 4-2 Silver Lake lead. Back to serve now for the Mustangs. Amy Trausch. Trausch picks it over. Hard shot driven right back by Red Cloud into the net. Too hot to handle from Michaela Kuchera, and it's a 5-2 Silver Lake lead in the first set. Trausch, hard serve. Serves a heavy ball. This one's going to go way out of bounds. Too hard, too long for Red Cloud, and it's or for Silver Lake. Red Cloud will pick up the service again. Brittany Lewis will toe the line. She'll go over all the way to the left side, back against the wall. Running jump serve. Not much room to play here, but she gets it to pop and drop over on the left side. Hard shot that's fielded by Jacobus. And it's no good. Down it goes. Mustang diving on the floor. Reds are the Lady Warriors will pick it up and come within 1-5-4. Brittany Lewis, second service, hard service. Picked up. Free ball back at the net is Kyla Tim. Her shot is no good. Out of bounds it goes. Red Cloud will pick it up. They've tied things up here at 5 in the first set. Lewis now, modified running jump serve, tips the net, drops in. It just hit the net with enough of a spin on it to drop in the open spot on the floor. Red Cloud has their first lead of the ball game, up 6-5 in the first set. Lewis packing on the serve. She's got a jump serve. You can tell she wants a little bit more length to do it. This one's off the net as well, and right down in front of Silver Lake. Diving for it was Perez, but she can't get it. And Red Cloud now up by 2. Service is back now. Silver Lake in play. Back to Red Cloud now, attacking in the middle. Nope, it's going to be bumped over and then pushed back over by Mackenzie Scupa. Good play in the middle for Silver Lake to keep the drive alive. Silver Lake now loads up on the left side, bumps it over, picked up nicely by Caster. Caster will have to send the ball back over from Lewis, but it was too far. Lewis, Brittany Lewis got a piece of it and a little too much, and it's a 6-7 ball game. Red Cloud still on top. Silver Lake trying to tie things up. Scupa with the serve. Drops it over. Picked up now. Attack from the left side. Hard shot down and through. Taylor Neiman gets it. And stretches the Warrior lead down to 2. It's an 8-6 ball game here in the first set. Solid effort by the Warriors as they loaded up on that left side and then brought it down quick and hard. Right side now. Warriors working it up. Now here comes Silver Lake. Bumps across in the middle. pushed over by Kuchera, fielded by Silver Lake. Left side, attack, drops it in, almost out of bounds. It goes, and Silver Lake draws back to within one, 8-7 off the side. Service now coming across from Kyla Tim. Tim sets it up. Now it's a shot, and out of bounds it goes. Launch from Taylor Neiman. Out of bounds it goes. And no, they're going to give it. They're going to say it was touched by Silver Lake. Red Cloud will get the serve. They hold a two-point lead. Morgan Long rears back, sends this one across, picked up cleanly by Scupa. Now in the middle, here comes Silver Lake. They get it to go. Good attack in the middle. They went one-on-one against Taylor Neiman, and Silver Lake comes out on top of that one. And within one now of regaining a tie, at least. Jacoba sends it across, tips the net, drops it in. Exactly what Red Cloud had done, except this time Silver Lake gets the point, and we're tied at nine. Jacobus rears back, pops this one over, had some heat on it. That ball was smoking on the right side, attacking into the net it goes. Neiman had a run at it from the right side and drove it right into the net. Got a timeout on the corner. Silver Lake has taken the lead, 10-9. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Silver Lake started out on a 3-1 lead. Now are finally back up after a Red Cloud run. Up by one, 10-9 in the first set. Silver Lake continues with the service. Megan Jacobitz, the 5'11 senior, back to serve. She'll stop, pop, drop it over. Picked up by Bailey and sent over to the left side. Diving effort, but right into the net it goes. From Jacobitz as she came up from her position and turns it over. We're tied back up at 10. Red Cloud back to the service line. Taylor Neiman, 5'8 senior, will inherit the serve. She'll pop it over, rotate it in. Right side shot goes. It's covered. Meyer got a piece of it, but now the Mustangs will have to load up as she drives it over. Now set by Bailey and driven over by Caster. Caster gets it to go for the point. And Red Cloud has regained the lead now, 11-10. Back to serve, Taylor Neiman. Neiman steps up, pops it. She sends one over in a hurry, and it's going to be pushed over and out of bounds by Kyla Tim of the Mustangs. Red Cloud will pick up the point and now hold a two-point lead, 12-10 in the first set. Neiman sends this one across in a hurry. It's going to be fielded and then knocked out of bounds. Unreturnable ace serve for Taylor Neiman, and we're going to get a Silver Lake timeout. Score is 13-10. We'll take another quick 30-second break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, you got to love it. Tuesday night volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Red Cloud on top, 13-10 here in the first set. Back to serve, Taylor Neiman. One more time. Winds back. Lets it go. This one's going to go right into the net. So Silver Lake strategy on the timeout works to ice Red Cloud and draw within two now. 13-11. Back to serve will be Sydney Meyer. Meyer, the 5'9 sophomore. Poised, stands up, pops it, and this one's going to go right into the net, and Red Cloud will get the serve right back now, and along with it, a three-point lead. Back to serve for Red Cloud. Anissa Caster will send it across now. It's going to be bumped on the left side. Attack. Rocked out quick and hard. Mackenzie Scupa finally got the feed she was looking for and drove this one down with some authority. Scupa got all of that perfect set for the Mustangs to draw within two. 14-12 is your score. Shot is up solid, and in it goes. We're going to call it a touch. Yes, absolutely. A serve now from Plombeck. Plombeck drops it in, and it's a 14-13 ball game here in the first set. Plombeck fires it up. This one looked like it was going to go long, played by Long, and pushed over, and no good. It just kind of rolled on Michaela Kucherin. I don't know if she hurt her thumb on that or not. But we've managed to get things all tied up here at 14. We got a substitution now as Long will slide out. In her place will be Emma Bohr. Tied up at 14. Back to serve come the Mustangs. Shot is over from Plombeck now. Covered on the left side by the Warriors. Pushed over. Free ball. Mustangs now loading up. Setting on the left side. Scupa goes up. No, it's just going to be bumped over. Caster. Shot goes over, return from Bailey, and that's going to be handled by the Mustangs. Here come the Warriors now. They'll rotate, work the right side. Good shot by Brittany Lewis is fielded by the Mustangs. Good volley going here, folks. On the left side, it's pushed up. Mustangs cover now in the middle. Brought down hard. Good block. Brittany Lewis climbs the ladder and gets it to go. Off a solid block, right back down to the court it goes, and Red Cloud will pick up the lead once again. 15-14 now, your score in the first set of play. Michaela Kuchera, 5'5 senior, sends it over. It's picked up by Plombeck now. In the middle, Scupa lets it go, covered by Red Cloud. On the left side, up for it. It's Long. Long gets it to go, but no, it goes out of bounds. She tries to cut across the angle down the net, and out of bounds it goes. We're back to a tie score at 15. Strausch sends this one right into the net. Another service error for Silver Lake as they had the opportunity to regain the lead. Instead, they give it up on a service error. Brittany Lewis back to serve now. Jump serve. Only about 15 feet to work with. Serves this one a little bit too long. Can't get the rotation on it to bring it down. Score tied now at 16. Silver Lake with the service. Scupa lets this one go. Picked up by Caster and then dropped over on the second shot by Hunter Bailey. Handled by the Mustangs. Not fooled by the quick return. On the left side attack, Morgan Long gets it to go. It's going to be covered by Scupa and then bumped over by Perez. Free ball. Here come the Warriors now. Jump down the left side. Solid shot. Good effort all the way. Michaela Kuchera came up on that left side and just rooted right down the line to pick up the point and get Red Cloud back the lead, 17-16. She'll go back to serve. Hunter Bailey will. And into the net comes the return from Silver Lake. So we're 18-16 now. Service now. We're going to get a carry called. Great service from Hunter Bailey. And Silver Lake makes a rare miscue on the return with the carry, and it's a 19-16 Red Cloud run. Dropped over in front. Good play by Hunter Bailey. Wisely changes things up. And Coach Elk thinking we got a little bit of a runaway problem. 16-20 is your score. Red Cloud on top. We'll take a quick break with a timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Fakes the handoff. There it goes. Tanner on the right side of the 50 to the 40. Martinez to the 30.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to action now at Silver Lake. Red Cloud with a quick serve. into the net. Goes Red Cloud. Silver Lake will pick it up now, trailing by 3, 17-20. Service now from Kyla Tim, loading up on the right side attack. Good shot from Morgan Long. Mustangs there to cover. Block at the net from Taylor Neiman. Koopa gets one to go. Now it's going to be bumped over by Red Cloud Kuchera. It'll be a free ball for the Mustangs. And a touch is going to be called. The ball was called out of bounds, but Megan Jacobus got just enough of a play on it for the Mustangs, and the point will go to Red Cloud now. 21-17. Red Cloud has trailed by as many as three in this set. Are now up by 4 with the service. 4 sent this one over. Now Red Cloud has it. Caster pushed over now on the left side by Kuchera. Attack now on the left side from Jacobus. Jacobus gets it to go, but Caster was there to send it. Still fire one back, and Caster had just enough on it to spin off the fingers of the back row of the Mustangs and pick up the point. It's 22-17 in the first set. Red Cloud on top. 4 off the side of her hand, doesn't even make it to the net. And Silver Lake will get it back now, trailing by 4. Jacobus to serve. She'll let it fly. Picked up by Red Cloud now on the left side. Kuchera drives it across. Mustangs there to handle it. Bumped in the middle by Meyer. Warriors now alive with it. Pushed over. Clean fielded by Neiman. Red Cloud now once again goes back to Kuchera on the left side. Big block by Silver Lake. A good effort. Slomback and Sydney Meyer were there for Silver Lake, but the return, when they finally got a hold of it, goes out of bounds, and it'll be a 23-18 first set. Service now from, handled by the Mustangs. Tipped off the net. Red Cloud gets it. They're going to try to get it. Some confusion in the backcourt, and Red Cloud will lose the service. Down once again by 4, 19-23 to serve. Sydney Meyer. Meyer steps up. She pops, drives it over. Caster's there to handle it. Pushed up high. Set. Going to be sent over as a free ball by Taylor Neiman. And it's going to go out of bounds. And Silver Lake will pick it up now. I've cut that lead to 3. 23-20. Sydney Meyer gets the read from Coach Stacy Held. She gets the okay to rear back. Serve it. Fires it across. Right in the middle of defenders for Red Cloud. They'll handle it. Big block now at the net from Scupa. Keeps it alive for Silver Lake now. They'll bump it across. Free ball in the middle. Good play by Morgan Long. Now fired across. Michaela Kuchera got it. Mustangs were there to cover. Good block after that. Solid effort. Brittany Lewis got enough of a hand on it to bring it right down off the block. Good effort all the way around for the Lady Warriors now with set point 24-20. Service from Anissa Caster, played by the Mustangs. On the left side, Scupa gets up and drives it down. The 6-1 sophomore makes her mark. Big kill. Keeps Silver Lake alive for the set. Down by 3. Flombeck, Aaron Flombeck, back to serve. 5'8 senior for Silver Lake. Down by 3. Just clears the net. Red Cloud handles now. Back set. Fire down and missed hit by Brittany Lewis. Point will go to Silver Lake. I tell you, they're not going to go down without a battle. We're going to get a timeout as Red Cloud wants to regroup down by 2 in the first set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. Set point on the line here in Silver Lake, Bladen, Nebraska, to serve. Aaron Plombeck, the Mustangs down by 2, 24-22. Again, set point right here. Silver Lake fires it over. It's going to be handled now. Attacking on the left side. Brittany Lewis gets it across. Mustangs keep it alive. Attacking in the middle. Into the net it goes. And the Red Cloud's going to take this first set. 25-22. Red Cloud keeps the streak going. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Tim Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School in Bladen, Nebraska. As the Mustangs host the Warriors from Red Cloud. Red Cloud takes the first set, 25-22. Your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. And I'll tell you, Red Cloud was down early, but battled back, stretched the lead to as many as five, and ended up winning by three as Silver Lake refused to go away. Silver Lake, again, still looking for that first set win. They have played 9 sets so far this year, 10 call it, and have yet to win one. As they try to pick up their first win of the season, Red Cloud now has won 3 matches so far, but have lost 4 of their last 5 and would like to turn that around right now under Coach Brooke Lewis. So that's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break as we get ready now for the start of our second set here on your KLIQ 94.5. And KLIQFM.com, game of the week. Glad to have you aboard. Rob Osmond here. Welcome again to those of you listening via the internet. We definitely love to hear from you. If you feel like dropping us a call or dropping us an email, please feel free to do so. Boss loves to hear about it. Second set underway. Caster will let it go for Red Cloud now. Pushed over. Meyer makes a perfect set over on the left side. She does a good job of setting. Now a battle at the net, and 4 hits going to be called on Red Cloud. So Silver Lake once again starts out strong and tries to keep it going. Good play in the middle for the Mustangs. Sydney Meyer now, 5'9 sophomore, drives it across. Over on the right side, brought down hard and with a hammer was Brittany Lewis, and that came down in a hurry right off the shoulder of one of the Mustangs, and out of bounds it goes, but Red Cloud will pick up the point and then come right back with an ace serve from Michaela Kuchera. Kuchera now gets the Warriors back on top. 2-1 now here in the second set. Kuchera winds up, drives this one over, played by Scupa. Back to Scupa on the left side. Hard shot, wide open down the ankle, finds the open spot, and Scupa gets a big kill, and most importantly, gets a serve back for Silver Lake, tied at 2. Swanbeck now to serve for Silver Lake. Had a good streak going there back in the first set. Winds up, pops this one over, just cleared the net, handled cleanly by Neiman. Bumped over by Long, handled by the Mustangs. Off the block, Warriors now reload. Pushed over, now it's the Mustangs firing from the middle. Hard shot from Scupa. Scupa gets it to go and drives it down, picks up another big kill, and Silver Lake now back on top by 1-3-2. Substitution now. Now we got a timeout. Slick spot on the court. As they'll go down and clean it up, Hunter Bailey found the slick spot, now works it in. Here come the Mustangs with service now. It's Plombeck one more time. Fires it up, stands, pops it. Long one picked up by Castor now. Pushed over, set back row by Kuchera. Off the net, good read by the Mustangs. Scupa makes the call, but she'll launch it right back out of bounds with Trausch. And we're tied back up at three. Red Cloud digging in now, all the way over to the left side for the service, Brittany Lewis. She'll run, cut an angle, and send this one across, and it's going to go way out of bounds. Not a lot of running room for those jump serves. Silver Lake now, back on top, 4-3, back and forth we go. Here comes Amy Trausch serve. Her serve just clears the net. Caster's there, off the ceiling hard. Point will go to Silver Lake. It hit the crossbeam and came straight back down in a hurry. Silver Lake will benefit from that. Trausch will rear back now with a two-point lead. Same shot, just clears the net. Red Cloud scrambling to get it under control off the net. Too much for Hunter Bailey. And Silver Lake now with their best lead of the second set, up 6-3. Trausch got a good rally, very hard serve. This one's going to go right into the net. And Red Cloud will get it back, trailing by 2-6-4. Back to serve now is Hunter Bailey, 5'6", junior setter, sends it across now. Attack on the right side, bumped over for a free ball for Scupa. Mustangs now loading up, hard shot, Scupa gets it off the block, good effort. She thunders that ball down, had some pop into it, and it sails out of bounds, but off the block, and Silver Lake will pick up the point now, up by 3. 7-4 here in the second set. Red Cloud took the first set, 25-22. Mackenzie Scupa now lines back. She'll knuckle this one over, and it's going to be too tough to handle. But Castor somehow managed to get down to get it. And the Warriors get it back, and now it's the Mustangs having a little issue. Trying to get it down to the court goes Jacoba. She won't be able to get it. It's a 7-5 ball game. Red Cloud with the serve. Long. Morgan Long. Service goes right into the net. And Silver Lake will get it right back, along with it, a three-point lead. They'll send Kyla Tim, the 5'4 freshman, back to serve. Tim winds up, floats this one over, and out of bounds it goes. So right back the other way it comes for Red Cloud, down by two once again. Taylor Neiman back to serve for the Lady Warriors. She'll stand up, pop, drop this one across. Handled cleanly by Perez. Now working the left side to Plombeck. Plombeck's shot goes right into the net. And Red Cloud will pick up the point now and draw once again within one. 8-7 the score. Red Cloud trailing. Taylor Neiman to serve once again. She'll fire this one across, launch it way out of bounds. And another service there will bring it back to Silver Lake side, up again by two. This time it'll be Megan Jakovic's turn in the rotation for service. She'll fire this one across, picked up by Kuchera. Hard shot and a tip at the net. It was going to go out of bounds, but it was partially blocked at the net. A hard shot from, I think it was Neiman, who climbed up to get it for Red Cloud, and it's a 9-8 ball game. Service now from Castor, handled by the Mustangs on the left side, bumped over by Trausch. Free ball, no. Carry's going to be called. Gore called for the carry for Red Cloud, and they'll bring it right back to Silver Lake. Silver Lake now, again, up by two, 10-8. To serve, Sydney Meyer. Meyer fires this one across, picked up by Neiman on the right side now, picked up and sent across by Brittany Lewis. Free ball for the Mustangs. Across the middle is the attack from the Mustangs. They'll load up, try it again, out of bounds. Too deep from Trausch, and the Warriors back off, let it go out of bounds, and come back again within one. To tie it up now is Michaela Kuchera, 10-9, second set action. Red Cloud in Silver Lake. Ace serve by Kuchera. Boy, she got a nice little float on that one, and it clears the net and drops in the empty spot. Two Mustangs will knock heads trying to get it, and we're tied up at 10. Kuchera fires this knuckler across, picked up by Perez, now pushed over to the left side. Scoopa winds up, flips the defense, and gets it to go. Ball drops in, even off the block, and the point will go to Silver Lake. They'll regain the lead now, up by one, 11-10. To serve, Aaron Plombeck, 5'8 senior, works over to the right side. Puts the ball out, throws it, tips off the net, drops it in. Off the net, tough to play for Red Cloud. They couldn't get it. Silver Lake now stretches their lead to 2. Lombeck with the hot serve now. Service is fired up. Caster's there to play it. On the right side, pushed over by Neiman. Neiman fired it in and gets it to go. Just saw that empty spot on the court and was able to cut it. Plombeck slightly out of position. And the Red Cloud Warriors will get it back now, down by one. 12-11. Service now from Brittany Lewis. Can't be returned. Carey called on the Mustangs, and we're tied up once again at 12. Here come the Warriors now. Brittany Lewis rears back. She'll launch this one across. Picked up by Scoopa on the left side. Troush lets it to go off the block. Out of bounds, the ball went, but it was partially blocked by the Warriors. And Silver Lake will get it back. And with it, the lead, 13-12. Midway through, set number 2. Again, Red Cloud took the first set, 25-22. Troush back to serve. Fires this one across, a rocket that's picked up by Brittany Lewis and sent back. Free ball for the Mustangs on the left side. No, right in the middle. Scoopa got a hand on it and brings it across. Red Cloud can't return it. And Silver Lake picks up the point, up by 2, 14-12. Plombeck continues service. She'll wind up, fire this one across, to sail out of bounds. Hard shot, line drive all the way through. But the point belongs to Red Cloud. Down by one. Service now from Hunter Bailey. It's hard to handle, but the Mustangs find a handle on it. Jacobus tries to launch one across, and she'll knock it out of bounds. And again, here we are, tied up at 14. Bailey sends it across, picked up by Perez. Back set, Scoopa drops it over. Red Cloud now scrambles to handle it on the right side. Caster lets it go, finds a spot. Caster got it to go. Red Cloud picks up the point. 15-14 now. Red Cloud has battled back and has got the lead. Bailey, service now on the right side. Scoopa tries angle block right back at her. She's there to get it. Now Red Cloud on the left side. Morgan Long gets it off the block, and down it goes. Red Cloud getting the break there and getting the point. Now up by 2, and that is the biggest lead for Red Cloud here in the second set. Mustangs now push it over. High set. Free ball sent over wisely by the Mustangs. Long gets it to go. Quick reaction by Sydney Meyer keeps it alive for the Mustangs. The bump too heavy, too strong from Megan Jacobus. Point now goes to Red Cloud. 17-14. Timeout is called by the Elves of Silver Lake. 17-14, your score in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good crowd on hand here at Silver Lake. Actually, the elementary school. They play football here as well across the street here. But we're inside volleyball. Red Cloud on top by 3 here in the second set. 17-14. Service again from Hunter Bailey. Mustangs are there to cover. Bailey now back set. Caster tries to get it to go. Rolls down the net. Can't be able or cannot be played. And Silver Lake will get it back now, trailing by two. They'll send McKenzie Scupa, the hot-handed sophomore, 6-1 sophomore. Sends a shot. Caster could not handle it. And now save the ace, but still can't be returned. And Silver Lake will pick up the point now, trailing by one. 16-17. McKenzie Scoop with a solid shot. This one's an end-over-end roll. Caster again had it spin off her hand. And another time that the free ball won't get it. This time it's Cuchero who can't get it back. And now Red Cloud wants to talk about it. We're tied at 17. We'll stay with you during this quick break. I thought they'd called the timeout. They did not. Scupa will continue her service for Silver Lake. Chance to take the lead now for the Mustangs, and it went right off to Sheriff. Straight up it went, and then straight back down, and nobody was able to cover it. And it'll be a point for Silver Lake up on top again by one. 18-17, your score in the second set. On the left side, brought over quickly. Maggie Jackson gets it to go and in. Mustangs just could not react quick enough. We're tied up one more time at 18. Out of bounds service from Morgan Long. Too long. And it's 19-18. Silver Lake regains the lead. I got to go back and check, see how many times the lead has changed here in the second set. It's gone back and forth. Pretty tight battle all the way around. Mistiming the jump was Megan Jakovic. Played nicely by Maggie Jackson, the 5'9 senior for the Warriors. Jackson didn't play last season, was injured her sophomore season, so glad to have her back. Are the Warriors in now in substitution, pushed over now. As the Mustangs try to regroup, they'll have to send a free ball. Some confusion now between Perez and Scupa, and the ball will drop straight down, and that'll give back the lead to Red Cloud, 20-19. Back to serve now, Taylor Neiman. Quick set over, and a good read by Tim, but Red Cloud was ready for it. The return they were not ready for. The carry is going to be called on Red Cloud, and we're tied up again at 20. Silver Lake with the service, Megan Jakovic to serve for the Mustangs. She'll drive this one across. Caster has to reach out to get it on the left side now. Dinked over, picked up by Lewis, and the Mustangs now will try to regroup. They'll fire it across. Here's the Warriors now. Hard shot launched by Kuchera out of bounds, and it'll be 21-20. Silver Lake on top now. We're going to get a timeout from Brooke Lewis and the Red Cloud Lady Warriors to talk about it. Silver Lake up by one in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Red Cloud takes the first set. 25-22. We're in the second set, 21-20. Silver Lake on top by one with the service. It'll be Megan Jakovic trying to put it away for Silver Lake. It will be their first victory, their first set victory of the year. Here come the Warriors. Warriors not going to give in. Free ball now sent over by Scupa from the back row. Warriors now dig in. Nobody in the middle row for Silver Lake. We're tied at 21, Red Cloud made a nice read. Kuchera, Michaela Kuchera made a great read, dinked it over, and we're tied at 21. Caster, Anissa Caster, the 5'4 junior, sends this one out of bounds on service. Silver Lake will regain the lead on a service error. Sydney Meyer to serve for Silver Lake. She'll wind up, pop this one over. Caster's there to handle it. Back on the right side, Lewis gets it to go, launched out of bounds. Brittany Lewis from Hunter Bailey. And she'll send it straight out of bounds. And it's 23-21. Morgan Long back into the game for Red Cloud. Meyer back to serve once again, trying to put it away for Silver Lake. Up by two. Second set action. Kuchera bumps it over. In the middle now, Scupa with a shot. Kuchera on the left side for Red Cloud. Diving effort, out of bounds it goes. Meyer couldn't get to it for the Mustangs. And Red Cloud comes within one once again. 23-22. Silver Lake leads. Michaela Kuchera for the Warriors with the service. Hard shot. Knuckleball floats across. Pushed over and into the net it goes from Kyla Tim. Now we're knotted up at 23 each. Timeout call. We'll stay with you for this one. Things are getting mighty interesting. We've had a lot of change of leadership, but we're knotted up at 23. Red Cloud took the first set, 25-22. Silver Lake has had the lead, I would say, the majority of this set, but Red Cloud keeps battling back. Red Cloud has led for, just taking a quick rundown. They tied it up at 12, took the lead at 15, had it for 15, 16, and 17, and then lost it at 18, got it back at 20, lost it at 22, and now they're tied here at 23. So we're all set to go. Service continues from Michaela Kuchera. 23 up. Our score in the second set. Kuchera fires this one across. It's picked up by Scupa. On the left side, Scupa drives it, rolls it off the net. Diving effort. Long was there. She got it. Keeps it alive for the Warriors. Back row now. Free ball coming from Scupa. Scupa sends it across. At the net. Partially blocked. And Scupa thought it was going to go on the Red Cloud side. Thought she was going to get a block. Instead, it was too deep right in her lap. And she can't handle it now. Set point for Red Cloud. Kuchera. Shot is fielded. Scupa now on the left side. She'll dink it over. Diving effort. Good solid play by Neiman to keep it alive for the Warriors now. And a carry. A double hit's going to be called. And we'll give the second set to Red Cloud, 25-23. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with your Allens of Hastings Hit Set Break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Different windows can make a big difference in the way you feel about your home. Anderson Windows, with their high-performance, low-E insulating glass, insulate up to 41% better in the summertime than windows with standard dual-pane glass. This means comfort in heat, cold, rain, or shine. Anderson Windows can lower your energy bills, and that's bound to give you a good feeling. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, West Jackson Street, Holstein. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School, home of the Mustangs. Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Great volleyball action. Red Cloud now up 2-0 over Silver Lake. They took the first one 25-22, second set 25-23 in a pretty close spot. Battle. Thought Silver Lake was going to get the better of it on that one, but they came up just a tad short at the end. Have a score for you on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98-9, Doug Duda with the call. Grand Island Northwest takes the first set from Kearney, 25-13. We'll keep that score up to date for you as we continue through the evening here. But right now, Red Cloud, one set away from sweeping Silver Lake in Bladen. Been a while since we've been out here to Bladen. In fact, I think it's the first volleyball game we've called out here. Nice to get out here. Fantastic crew out here for Silver Lake. Chris Luca, the AD, also doubles as the snare drum player tonight. I saw him over there playing the snare drum for that Silver Lake Mustang band. Trying to get some pep into the Mustangs as they trail now two sets to nothing. As our third set gets underway, that'll wrap up our mid-set break from Allen's of Hastings. So you get more Superstore back to action now. And what a way to get it started for Silver Lake as they get things started with an ace serve from sophomore Sydney Meyer. Meyer gets Silver Lake on top now. Third time in a row, Silver Lake has scored the first point. We'll see if the third time's a charm for the Mustangs. Big block. A knocked out of bounds by Silver Lake. Climbing the ladder was Plombeck. And the ball sails out of bounds. So Red Cloud ties up at one now. Service from Anissa Caster. Handled. Dinked over. Picked up by Plombeck for Silver Lake. Point will go to Red Cloud as misplayed by Silver Lake. Red Cloud now up 2-1 here in the third set. Bumped up by Supa. Supa got it to go to her intended target, who sent it right into the net. And Red Cloud will pick up the lead now, up by 2-3-1. Long run for Sydney Meyer to get it to go, but it's still alive. Red Cloud now will load up on the left side, fired across. Here come the Mustangs on the left side. Troush gets it to go, but it's got too much on it. No one touched it. Troush got a good angle on it, but it was just a shade too long, and now Red Cloud up 4-1. On the left side, Scooper rears back, gets it to go. Big kill. And down it goes for the point. And I tell you, that's the spark that the Mustangs need to utilize. Down by 2-4-2, and Mackenzie Scupa has done enough for Silver Lake and drawn them within two here in the third set. 4-2 to score. Red Cloud now on the left side. Hard shot called all the way. Brittany Lewis called it from the set and drives it home to get the point. And Red Cloud has now built a 3-point lead, 5-2. Michaela Kuchera lines up, just clears the net high off Perez on the Mustangs, and she's going to be called for the carry. The ball just tipped off the net, and that was enough to throw Steph Perez off her game. And it's a 6-2 third set, Red Cloud advantage. Michaela Kuchera sends it across, just clears the net. She tries to come up to fill that position, could not get there in time, and Silver Lake will get the point. Good return, good read by the Mustangs. 6-3, your score. Silver Lake trailing, hard serve, too long from Amy Troush. Got a lot of pop on it, but the placement just a little off. 7-3 now, Red Cloud with a run. Into the net service from Brittany Lewis. We'll turn it right back to Silver Lake now. Still trailing by 3. Morgan Long back into the ball game. Emma Borer, the 5'5 senior, will head back to the bench for Red Cloud to serve Mackenzie Scupa, 6'1, sophomore. This one's got too much angle. Out of bounds it goes, so Mackenzie Scupa can't get this one to go. And it's a 4-8 ball game now. Here's Hunter Bailey, the setter. She'll drive this one across. Mustangs are there. Brought back down. On the left side attack, Long got it to go. Cleanly fielded by Scupa. Bounce off the net, out of bounds it goes. Point belongs to Red Cloud. Good play all the way. Anissa Caster was there with the call, and nobody got near it, and it's 9-4. It's a 5-point Red Cloud lead. Service continues from Bailey. Scupa from the back row punches this one, and it'll sail just out of bounds. Just a little too much on it. Silver Lake now having some trouble finding their range, down by six. A good run. Bailey drives it across now, punched over again, and this time was there a touch? No, no touch. Hard shot from Plombeck to get it to go, but it's too long, out of bounds, and 11-4. We're going to get a timeout. Wondered how long CCL is going to be able to hold this one. It's a 7-point Silver Lake lead. We'll take a quick break and come right back to volleyball action on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Silver Lake High School in Bladen. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Red Cloud down 7-point lead here in the third set. They lead 2-0 and another ace serve racked up by Hunter Bailey. Keeps the drive alive for the Warriors. Now their biggest lead of the night, 8 points, 12-4. Silver Lake trying to find an answer and get right back into this. They clearly have the talent, but they just have not been able to execute as Red Cloud has continued to rack it up. Good play for Red Cloud there. Makes it 13-4, and Silver Lake in danger of going down by 10, and now their return out of bounds makes it just that, 14-4. Substitutions now coming back in the ballgame is Jenna Thayer, and Megan Jacobus will head to the bench for a breather. It's a 10-point Red Cloud lead to serve. Hunter Bailey walks up calmly, coolly, pops it over. Shot is up, covered. Sydney Meyer got a handle on it for the Mustang. Sent back over to the left side, knocked out of bounds. Morgan Long, too much muscle on it, and Silver Lake we'll get it back now, trailing by 9. It's 14-5. Again, Red Cloud took the first two sets. Shot is up, partially blocked. Good effort all the way around by Neiman. The return for the Mustangs, no good. Unable to get to it was Thayer. Morgan now will set out. Morgan Long will set out for Red Cloud. In to serve now will be Emma Bohr. And she'll have a 10-point lead, 15-5. Warriors lead. Warriors with the serve. Shot handled by Perez. Now pushed over left side. Shot off the angle. Plumbeck got a nice little angle on it and just drove it across. She had swung around and got it and gets the point for Silver Lake now. 15-6 is our score. Jenna Thayer to serve now. Jenna is a 5'4 sophomore. Pulls this one across. Kuchera is there to pick it. Back serve. Driven down, blocked, but into the net. Neiman got a handle on it. Now they're going to call four hits on Red Cloud. And it'll be a 15-7 game. Thayer, second serve. This one's going to be way too long. Wisely holding back are the Warriors. They'll get the service back now. 16-7 is our score. Back to serve now. Neiman, Taylor Neiman, just clears the net. Troush got a handle off. It's going to bounce around the rafters. Silver Lake makes the play, sends back the free ball. Good effort by Kyla Tim to stay with it for the Mustangs. His return is going to go right into the net for Red Cloud. And Silver Lake will get it back now. Trailing by 8. Service now from Sydney Meyer. On the right side, Neiman got it to go. Had the angle, but had to make the adjustment. And the 5'8 senior will send it right into the net. And Silver Lake now will pick up the point, trailing now by 7. 16-9 the score. Service is going to be cut off the angle, out of bounds. Point will go to Red Cloud now. It's 17-9. Here's Anissa Castor, the 5'4 junior. She'll pop this one over. Knuckleball fielded by Perez. Left side attack. Driven down, out of bounds. Scoopa got a handle on it. But just a too much, and the blocks were not there for the Warriors. 18-9, Red Cloud now. Good shot by Service. And the Warriors now load up on the right side. Shot down clean. Brittany Lewis makes a nice read and gets it to go. It's a back to a 10-point Red Cloud lead. Castor providing the service. Boy, she has just had some fireworks there. And in between defenders, it goes. A service for Anissa Castor. And that's enough to call a Silver Lake timeout. 20-9. We will stay here with you. As Red Cloud rolling now, looking to take three straight sets. Close the first two sets, 25-22, 25-23 in favor of Red Cloud, but this third set getting a little out of control as Red Cloud now has built up an 11-point lead here, 20-9. And Silver Lake just having a hard time putting the streaks together. They clearly have the talent. They clearly have been working well together and trying to get it going. But I tell you, this Red Cloud team is just taking advantage of every opportunity and just simply making fewer mistakes. That's flatly where it comes down to. Service from Castor now. We're back underway. On the left side, Kuchera drives it, cuts it along. Silver Lake is there to handle it. It'll be a free ball, but they're back, and it's going to go out of bounds off the net from Sydney Meyer, and that's just a perfect example of what's happening for Silver Lake. Good recovery, good control, but just didn't get the hop. Perez now handles for the Mustangs, pushed over by Meyer, handled now a free ball from the Warriors. They'll work over to the left side attack. Shot is going to go. It's going to go out of bounds. So the angle just slightly off from Scoopa, and it's 22-9. Gaster drives up. This one's going to be handled by Scoopa. Pushed over quick, but covered by Emma Bohr on the right side. Shot down is there. And we're going to call. No, point's going to go to Red Cloud. Good effort by Plombeck and Scoopa for Silver Lake. The initial call went to Red Cloud, but now reversed and will go to Silver Lake. And it's 22-10 to serve. Aaron Plombeck, 5'8", senior, stands over on the right side, drives it across. Hard shot picked up cleanly by Neiman. And out of bounds it goes. Red Cloud will pick up another point. And it's that much closer to the sweep. 23-10. Rotation now. Back to the bench goes Emma Bohr. Morgan Long back in for Red Cloud. Service now from Michaela Kuchera, handled by the Mustangs. Battle at the net. Morgan Long will push it over for Red Cloud on the left side. Hard shot, good block. Brittany Lewis and Hunter Bailey were up there for the block, and now we got match point. 24-10 is our score. Red Cloud fans are cheering. Silver Lake fans are on their hands and quiet. Service ace, game, set, match. We'll go to Red Cloud as the eighth serve finished in style from Michaela Kuchera, and Red Cloud will pick up a victory in Silver Lake, taking the third set 25-10. A quick match. It looked extremely competitive for the first two sets, but that third set was all Red Cloud, just wearing down Silver Lake. We'll take a quick break, come back with our wrap-up from Silver Lake. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
How smart is the new 2011 John Deere 8R Series tractor? Smart enough to call you on your cell phone or send you an email. Smart enough to make steering more comfortable. Smart enough to get you in the most efficient operating mode to help you save fuel and improve productivity. And best of all, smart enough to make IT4 emissions compliance hassle-free and worry-free. That's why we call the new 8R Series the Smart Machine. See the new 8R Series tractors at Samuelson Equipment in Hastings and Red Cloud, your fourth generation John Deere dealer. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scupa Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scupa Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scupa Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scupa Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time. The Silver Lake High School, as we've just wrapped up a Red Cloud Lady Warrior victory over Silver Lake. I tell you, as much as I love to come to Silver Lake, this perhaps was not the best night to do it because Red Cloud came in here with a purpose and played very well. Silver Lake, hoping to get their first win of the season, came up short in three straight sets. It looked extremely competitive in the first two sets. Red Cloud takes a 25-22 in a match that Silver Lake had led the majority of and just kind of ran out of gas at the end. The second set, similar story. Silver Lake in control early, but unable to hang on as it just bounced back and forth. And Red Cloud hangs on to take a 25-23 win in the second set. The third set, however, belonged to Red Cloud all the way. 25-10, they'll take it. Silver Lake getting off to a quick lead, but boy, I tell you, Red Cloud made short work of that as they had quickly built up a 5-point lead, 6-point lead, 7-point lead, and then all of a sudden the wheels came off the spokes, and it is a 15-point victory for Red Cloud. So Silver Lake, unable to get their first win of the season, will now drop to 0-4. They are going to take place in the Bruning Davenport Shickley Invitational Tournament in Shickley in another 4 days. So this weekend they'll be taking that under tow and will hope to come out victorious in that endeavor. For Red Cloud, they will improve to 4-5 now and are looking pretty solid as their the rest of their schedule kind of unfolds in front of them. They're going to have to take on a very tough Shelton team next week. That's currently 6-1 in C2, but their next game will be against Deschler at home for Red Cloud. So they've brought a quick end to their two-game losing streak and have got a game that they can easily win or should win against Deschler, but again, who can tell? And then they've got still boating in the future scheduled games against Lawrence Nelson. They're going to be in the Hastings St. Cecilia tournament as well, I should mention Red Cloud is, and that's probably something we may actually be taking part in, hard to tell. But then we'll get settled down to business for Red Cloud. They'll get back into conference play. So things looking very solid for Red Cloud, again, as they improve to 4-5 under head coach Brooke Lewis. So that's going to wrap things up for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. It's a it's another short one for us here on the Breeze. Glad to have you along, however. Thanks again to all of our listeners online at KLIQFM.com. Red Cloud comes out on top, 3-0 over Silver Lake. So congratulations to the Lady Warriors of Red Cloud, and that will wrap things up here for our KLIQ Game of the Week. Rob Osmond saying thanks for listening, and we'll catch you Friday for our Game of the Week in football as we will head out to Sandy Creek as the Cougars will host the Sutton Mustangs, and that looks to be a pretty solid ball game, as well as a lot of other fun games coming your way as Football Friday comes your way. Check out HastingsLink.com and KLIQFM.com for scheduled games. And again, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Have yourselves a great evening. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.